I am Paul Harris, proud to be sitting behind this microphone and have you at the other end on your radio. And you're welcome to be a part of the show at 877-710-CHIRO. We've been talking about Zach Sunderland, the 16-year-old Southern Californian who wants to sail around the world solo, thus becoming the youngest American to ever accomplish that. According to his website, ZachSunderland.com, he's going to depart in 8 days, 1 hour, 24 minutes, and 9 seconds. Zach, welcome to News Talk 710 Cairo.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are the preparations going?
It's pretty hectic here, but everything's going good. We're on the schedule.
What inspired you?
You ever read Robin Graham's book, Dove? It was pretty popular. It went around back in 1965. He had this big picture book at my house of all his pictures of his trip, and I was always read that book and everything, and kind of inspired me to someday want to do it. And I was looking at more of the dates of when I'd have to do it to be the youngest, and it had to be pretty soon, so I started moving on the idea.
So at 16, you would be the youngest American to do it. Does that mean that someone else has done it at a younger age?
No, I'd be the youngest ever. The youngest right now is an Australian guy named David Dix. He got back when he was 18 and 41 days old.
So you'd beat him by a couple of years. Wow. You were raised on a boat, weren't you, Zach?
Yeah, I was. Brought from hospital down to a boat.
And how often have you actually taken a boat out by yourself on a long voyage of any kind?
Well, not usually very long, because you really have to set up the boat for long passages, but my dad's a captain, so we move boats all over the place, and when you're on with two people, 4 hours on, 4 hours off, so during your 4 hours, you're pretty much single-handing and control of the whole boat and everything, so.
But have you ever actually been on the boat in charge of everything with no one else there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, no longer than like a day or two, but it's about 2 days, so, because you really have to set all the radars and everything. You have to spend days learning all the equipment on the boat so you can set it to watch for ships and stuff. When you're going with two people, you generally always have someone up in the cockpit just watching and looking out.
I've been reading about the boat you're going to be on, 36-footer, right?
Yeah, Islander 36.
And what's going to be on board that's going to help you make this circumnavigation of the globe?
Probably one of the most important things is my wind vane auto hum. It's going to steer my boat using the wind, so no power, really efficient system. And that's great. And also the radar is probably the second most important thing. I'll set that at night, and it'll turn on every 5 minutes if there's anything within 10 miles of the boat. That's enough an alarm, so I'll wake up and go take a look around. And I got the ham radio, single sideband for email. That's pretty important. And also an Iridium phone, which I got sponsored for. And, So.
Sounds like thousands of dollars worth of equipment you're going to have on there. And will you be in constant touch with your family?
Yeah, well, not too constant. But, I'll be in good contact with them. I got phones and email, so I should be able to keep in touch, keep my website up to date and stuff.
How long is this trip going to take, Zach?
Between a year and a year and a half. I have a year and a half to complete the trip to make the record still, so it's a pretty comfortable time frame. So I'm just, it really depends on how long I decide to stay and what weather patterns, what the year turns out to look like as far as weather goes.
When you talk about how long you're going to stay, you mean how long you're going to stay ashore when you do come ashore in various ports around the world? Because you're not going to be on the boat without touching land for a year, are you?
No. I mean, the adventure is going to all the different places and seeing all the different cultures and stuff. So, yeah, I'll anchor the boat and, go to all the different places. When I first stopped at the Marshall Islands, about 2,000 miles past Hawaii, it's a series of about 9 islands. So.
What will be the longest stretch of you just on the water with no human being in sight?
Probably my first leg. It's about 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks by yourself?
Yeah.
And the longest you've ever spent on a boat by yourself is just a day or two?
Yeah, about 2 days.
Isn't that a daunting amount of time to look forward to at age 16 by yourself?
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit. I have tons of stuff to be doing on the boat, though. I mean, I've got all my schoolwork I need to do and constant stuff with the boat, familiarizing yourself with it. And then there's, I'm going to be filming the trip. I'm going to make a documentary when I come back, and I'm also going to be writing a book on it. So got to keep all that stuff going. And, it shouldn't be too boring out there. I mean, sailing's fun, so, it's even more fun getting there, but it should work out.
And are you taking along, like, a DVD player? Will you have some sort of entertainment to keep you going?
Yeah, definitely. I just fill up 2 iPods with music and borrowed a bunch of DVDs from friends and stuff. So I've got all that beefed up.
When I was talking about you in the last segment, I got a call from a guy by the name of Steve, who has done quite a bit of sailing because he's been in the U.S. Navy. And he was talking about some places in the world that you might run into some ugliness, particularly from some pirates. Let me play this for you, and then I'll get you some reaction. This is Steve just a few minutes ago here on News Talk 710 Cairo.
Well, in the Straits of Malacca, the pirates use small motorized craft. They'll run up alongside a merchant ship of any size, try and get on board, steal what they can, and get off. Or they'll target a sailor like that, a sailboat. They'll see a lot of money, a lot of electronic gear. They'll know he's alone. They'll have motorized craft. They'll come up alongside of him and try and take his craft from him and normally kill him. And then strip it, sink it, and take what they can into any of the local ports and sell it and make money.
Doesn't sound like you're going to be running into Johnny Depp out there. How are you going to avoid guys like that?
Yeah, there's certain parts of the world where that piracy is very prevalent, around the Red Sea, Suez Canal. So I've purposely avoided those places, and also no one ever sails alone one boat alone when they go into pirate territory. You go in, basically a fleet of about 10 boats, and there's always firearms on separate boats and different stuff. So, I mean, there's piracy is an issue, but, I mean, you let the Navy and stuff know where you're headed. And was that guy a Navy officer, you said?
He used to be in the Navy, yeah.
The Navy in certain different ports and stuff is very helpful with that, and really should not have too much trouble with that.
So you'll be getting support from other vessels and other crews as you go around the world. Are they going to be giving you an escort at any point?
That's not really an escort. It's called buddy boating. You know, when a bunch of people sit sail for the same port at the same time, you just go. I mean, it's safer, and if anything happens, you can get help with people. So.
This is News Talk 710 Cairo. Paul Harris filling in for Dave Ross and talking to Zach Sunderland, who a week from tomorrow plans on taking off on an adventure that could take him anywhere from 12 to 18 months to sail around the globe by himself, 21,000 miles. This is an ordeal that has cost some other intrepid sailors their lives. What are some of the dangers besides pirates and boredom that you might have to face out there, Zach?
Well, definitely the weather is a big concern. I have a weatherman that I'm working with, so he's going to be helping me get around the weather and use it to my advantage. First leg should be pretty good. I've just been talking with him on the phone a lot this last week, and it's not going to be any more than 10-foot seas and swells and 20 knots of wind to get in the trade wind, so it's a pretty mild couple months I'm looking at as far as I can see.
Another caller who I talked to earlier said if you're going around Cape Horn, the route around South America, that is some of the world's most treacherous water. Are you headed that way?
No, I'm not. I'm going through the Panama Canal.
Okay, so you're going through the canal. You're purposely staying away from the stormiest seas?
Well, because I'm single-handing, it's really hard to get around there because of icebergs. There's quite a lot of ice down there, and really, really dangerous. Jesse Martin, he went for the record back in 2000. He got back in his 18 and a half, didn't quite make it, and we're in pretty good contact. And he said that he actually didn't get that bad of weather off of Cape Horn. He got crazy weather off Cape of Good Hope, though. He got knocked down 6 times just when your spreaders on your mast hit the water. So I'm going around there, too, so that's definitely a big worry. But I actually have a friend who's been around the world 6 times, or one of my dad's friends, and used to live in South Africa, so he's giving me a lot of help as far as course planning and once you go around the Cape of Good Hope.
Which is the southern tip of Africa.
Yeah.
So you're talking to Jesse about his adventure. At any point has he said to you, look, you don't know what you're in for? Or has he been encouraging you?
He's been really encouraging, and he said it was one of the best things he ever did. He went nonstop. He just went for about, it was 10 months, nonstop around the world.
Non-stop? Never got off the boat?
Nope. He did the unbeatable record, pretty much. He was unassisted, non-stop, around the world at 18 and a half. He left when he was 17.
I guess you can't get seasick.
Nope, I never get seasick, so.
Yeah, having grown up with it, I'm guessing you can't. What are you going to do about sleep? I mean, is it possible to get 8 hours of sleep while you're the only person out there in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah, definitely. Once you get out, I think it's 2-3 days, depending on where the Pacific high is, you hit what's called the trade winds. It's a big wind that's steady and always the same direction. So you get out there and just get in, set the sails, and set the auto helm, and you should just be fine just to, you know, let the boat sail itself.
I was reading about you on several websites this morning, and I found an article about you on ABC's website, and they talked to a guy named Derek Freeze, who's a 6-time world sailing champion. He says that he wouldn't even attempt it. Here's the quote. There will be times when it's absolute ecstasy, and it'll be sunny, and the ocean will be calm. That will be great, but it may only be 7% of the time. It's a highly risky endeavor. I wouldn't do it. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't really care if he wouldn't do it. I'm going to do it. So.
Are you good mechanically? If things break down along the way, you're going to be the guy who has to fix it, right?
Yeah, my dad runs a yacht management business here in Marina del Rey. And so I've worked with his crews of guys in the summers and stuff. And one summer I worked with the mechanics. So I'm really good in mechanics, different stuff. And I worked with riggers. So, yeah, I'm pretty handy around the boats and stuff. So I'll be, I've been working on my boat for the last 4 months, too. So I know everything about my boat. And it's all redone, too. So I shouldn't really have to do too much to it.
You mentioned before that you had a sponsor. Are there people who are underwriting the cost of this voyage?
Yeah, there's a few. I'm still looking for a big sponsor, you know, to put their names all over the sails for publicity and stuff. But I have quite a few, you know, stuff sponsors, like computers, phones, Iridium phones, and different stuff. So, yeah, we're just hoping to pick up one of those guys.
Are you going to be blogging from sea?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, if you want to follow Zach's voyage, which starts 1 week from tomorrow, what port do you take off from and what port do you expect to come home to?
I'm taking off from Marina del Rey, California, and Burton Chase Park, and about between 12 and 1. So I hope to come back to Burton Chase Park in about between a year, year and a half.
Well, we wish you a very safe voyage, a very gutsy thing you're trying here. I hope it turns out to be the adventure of a lifetime, and you get to come home and tell every bit of it to all of your friends and family, and certainly those of us in the media who are going to be entranced by hearing your story. And I'll advise our listeners to go to that website, Zach Sunderland, that's Zach without a K, Z-A-C, Sunderland.com, and read more about you and see what you're up to. Good luck, Zach. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Zach Sunderland here on the Dave Ross Show. Paul Harris filling in on News Talk 710 Cairo.